hey, I wanted to ask you, do you have an active email address for us yet?
Here I do.
You do?
It's Michelle with one L.
Uh-huh.
At WTUZ.com.
Hey now. You guys can now harass Michelle via electronic mail.
Be nice, please.
That's Michelle with one L at WTUZ.com. Be nice. They'll be nice, Michelle.
I hope so.
Until you screw something up and then they'll say, hey, what are you doing? What's going on? Hey, last night we suffered a lightning strike at our transmitter
site. I saw that.
You see that? I don't exactly know what was happening last night. I know Jared and our engineer, Warren, they were up on the hill, so to speak, where our tower and transmitter and everything's at. I know we were off the air for quite some time. Don't know when we popped back on, but it's weird because when I hear myself talk, it's, I don't know, there's something going on with this board or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I thought I sounded really...
It sounds weird, doesn't it?
Yeah, okay. I thought it was just me because I don't know what I'm doing.
No, it's not you. Trust me.
Good.
I don't know what I'm doing either over here, to be honest. What's this button do? But no, yeah, it does sound a little weird in your headphones, doesn't it?
There's like static.
Yeah, it's really weird. And out back here, our van is like real close to the door. There's wires out of the van through the back door into certain components back here. I don't know. All that's above my pay grade. they just say Eric, be here at this time and lend us your lovely voice and here I am.
Here you are.
Here I am indeed. But no, hopefully. Everything will get squared away. I know we're on the air. I mean, I heard us driving in this morning from Canton, so I know.
I heard us too.
I know that our signal is still good, so hopefully everything is worked out throughout the rest of the day. Kayla Marie commented, "Pray that everyone is safe. We're all good." So thanks.
Aww.
Thanks for making sure we're all good. Wow, wasn't that extremely loud in your ears right there?
Yeah, but it's okay.
There's something going on with these the headphones. I don't know what's going on. Lightning strike from yesterday. The storms are crazy, though. It's that time of year where, you know, what do they say? April showers bring May
flowers.
I love thunderstorms, to be honest with you.
See, I like them, but I have a dog who does not like them, and she likes to be right up on you, and it's suffocating sometimes.
I understand that. I have a Pomeranian. She's that way with thunderstorms. And then by default, her brother, which is Cody, the lab mix, he's a wimp about thunderstorms too. They're both wimps.
No.
They need to man up. Dog up, if you will. but anyway, I was worried about them waking the children last night. Then we would have had.
Then we have problems.
Yeah, then there are some issues there. You start waking up my kids, dogs. Listen, they're already dogs. They sleep all day and don't have a job. They don't contribute in any way except for maybe protecting the house here and there.
They give you love.
I guess.
And comfort.
I guess. They give me licks. Sometimes I don't know where their tongue's been, but regardless, I get those kisses. Oh, you're a good boy. Use your good boy.
Have you ever heard that Use dogs' tongues are supposed to be, or their mouths are supposed to be...
I have heard this.
More sanitary than...
I have heard this.
I don't see how that's possible.
No, listen, I've seen my dogs eat rabbit poop in my backyard.
Ew.
I know for a fact that their mouth is not cleaner than my mouth. Okay? I eat a lot of junk food and drink a lot of coffee, but I'm not eating rabbit droppings, all right? I know for a fact. Sophie, get out of there. Stop eating that rabbit poop. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is with my dogs and the rabbit poop.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I have rabbits underneath my deck year-round, not just around Easter time.
Oh, God.
Year-round, these rabbits are hanging out. Weird thing is they're right where... like the dryer vent from the basement will come out and
they're trying to keep warm.
And blow that steam.
Yeah.
That's my theory.
Aww.
Because I've seen babies under there and everything else.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like get to them, do they?
No, but my dogs?
Okay. Yeah.
No, they're not that bright. They're dogs after all. I mean, Sophie's old enough to where she doesn't even care. She'll just look at it.
Oh,
even if a cat walks by, she'll say, I don't care.
I don't care.
I'm not going to do anything.
My dogs are completely opposite. If they see a squirrel, a bunny, another dog outside, they are...
It's going down.
All
huh?
over the house.
It's going down.
Chasing it from window to window.
Yeah. You'll have that, though.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to mention this. I'm not a big hockey fan, all right? I mean, the Blue Jackets are cool. They're on fire right now.
Mm-hmm.
This from Vegas, though. They have a team out there, a new team this year, the Vegas Golden Knights. First of all, great name. by the way.
Right.
Right? The Golden Knights there in Vegas. First year of hockey there. Just the other day, over the weekend, of course, we all know what happened in Vegas October 1st, that Route 91 Harvest Festival shooting, that mass shooting at the concert. The Vegas Golden Knights did a real nice thing to honor those victims. They retired the jersey number 58, and they now hang a banner where the Golden Knights play for all 58 victims. They say nobody will wear the number 58 within their organization again. It was just a nice gesture.
I love that.
On their part. So it was a very nice ceremony that they put on. The banner, too, is great. The stars on there honoring 58 victims. Their first ever home game in Vegas was October the 10th. Of course, like I said, that shooting in Vegas was October the 1st. So definitely a tie to, to all that. Hey, I want to mention this. Normally, sports organizations, especially in high school, they hold maybe bake sales, right? Or car washes.
Right.
What are some other things that they might do to help raise some money? Raffles here and there, right? To maybe raffle off some goodie baskets and that kind of thing. Well, in East Canton, the Youth Baseball Association, raffling off guns, everybody, instead of, your normal goods, instead of maybe a baked item, a cookie here or there, a brownie.
I saw that.
You see this story? I read it out of the Canton Repository. Ohio Youth Baseball League there in East Canton, raffling off an AR-15, semi-automatic rifles, and other guns for a fundraiser, apparently to reduce registration fees. I don't know how hefty these fees are to play
baseball. But
also, they're offering off, auctioning off a 12-gauge shotgun. Not auctioning, but raffling off, which is even worse. I mean, folks just buy raffle tickets. I don't know what they're selling them for, $5, $10. Who really knows?
I know.
Buy 10 for $20. Who really knows? But then somebody's picked at random to win a gun. Or, you know, there's multiple guns up for
He said, the president said winning. That they don't have to sell raffle tickets.
Yeah, the kids and the parents, if they don't want to sell them, they don't have to. But their registration fees will probably be
astronomical at this point, because it sounds like they must be so expensive.
Yeah, apparently the winners, they pick up their weapons at a gun store and are subject to those good old background checks, which we all know those go well each and every single time, right? Those go.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No problem there at all. Yeah, I just found it kind of weird. Auctioning
it's
off
very
guns.
Strange.
Not only just handguns. Yeah, just AR-15s.
Why not make some
hunting rifles
or cookies? Wouldn't that just be easier?
You would think. There's a lot of work that goes into that. You got to bake them. You got to whip up the batter.
You can always.
Got to bake that stuff.
It's not that hard.
You're right. It
takes like 8 minutes.
It's not hard at all.
By the cheap kind.
8 minutes to bake something?
Well,
it's rapid fire.
No, there's those cut.
Preheat to 750.
Those Pillsbury sugar cookies.
Uh-huh.
I think they're like 8 minutes. I'm not a baker.
See, I buy those, the ones that break off and tear apart.
Mm-hmm.
But I very rarely bake them. I will eat
the cookie dough.
I mean,
isn't that the best part.
Isn't that what you're supposed to do?
Yes.
Wait, you're supposed to bake those things?
Yes.
And it forms an actual cookie. Wow, who knew?
You can just go to Liddy's and get those good sugar cookies with the pink icing.
I'm not a big sugar cookie fan.
What?
Chocolate chip all the way.
Well, yeah.
Or some sort of peanut butter aspect within.
Chocolate chip peanut butter.
I mean, that's perfect marriage right there.
That is.
Perfect.
I agree.